Pickaxe.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Hello, you're listening to the YogPod. Hello, I am Simon, and with me here is Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hello. Hi, Simon. How are you, friend?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Oh, we're rich and famous now. We're rich and famous.
Yep.
Beyond our wildest dreams.
Thanks to YouTube and Minecraft, we are living in luxury.
The Yog Tower is now gold-plated. It's encrusted with diamonds.
Yeah.
We've pimped it up. I bought new trousers.
We are living the high life.
I've got a tree in my room. I literally have a tree. Thank you, Scott, for the tree.
Thanks for sending that over to Simon's birthday. We haven't put out a podcast for ages because we've been focusing on our YouTube channel. However, we are going to start putting it out again. And this is the first one for a while. This is an interview with a giant of a man, Christian Nairn, who is starring as Hodor in HBO's upcoming series.
Hodor!
Which is... we are so excited by it because, you know, we're huge fans of the books. And if you haven't heard about it, you should do because it's coming out very shortly and it's pretty big news.
It's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Like the man himself. So without further ado, here is... True. Simon's and my interview with Christian Nairn.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
Here we are on the Yog Pod, and we've got a special little guest, except he's not so little. He's a very big man.
Hello.
He's Christian Nairn.
How's it going?
Hello, Christian. And why are you on here? Why are we wasting our time interviewing you? Are you some sort of big shot actor in some huge TV series that's going out soon or something?
Well, I don't know about big shot, but yeah, I'm big. I'm in HBO's forthcoming Game of Thrones, and I play Hodor.
Hodor, who is, are you a giant?
Yeah, I'm
character?
A giant with the mind of a child, I think is the tagline.
A gentle giant.
Not too much acting involved there.
Oh dear. So you're playing a giant. How tall are you, Christian? If you don't mind me
like
asking.
A hair off 7 foot.
Okay, so you're not quite 7 foot. That's disappointing.
Oh, fuck.
You're still quite big.
Yeah.
Have you ever played basketball?
No, I'm too cockeyed.
Oh, dear.
No, I don't really excel. I was forced into playing rugby at school.
Oh, my God. You must have terrified the other children. My God.
Yeah, there was a few times where I was a tight head prop, and... I remember the opposite child crying.
You're a tight head of prop.
Yeah.
That's going to sound so funny to people who know nothing about rugby. I mean, I don't know anything about rugby, and I find that.
Yeah.
So how big are your feet? Have you got, like, do you have to get special shoes made?
No. Yeah, I've got a small elven workshop in the basement.
it'd be funny if you had these, like, dainty little feet, though. You're like a size 4.
Yeah, like a blowover in the wind. No, I've got size 15/16.
Oh my good God.
Yeah, so I use eBay as a good source. So I basically get all my shoes off eBay from America, the land of the big.
Oh, that's very true. I wonder if I could get any jeans from there, seeing how I've ripped a hole in the arse of one of mine. I was just looking over there at it. Oh,
yeah, I get my jeans from there as well. So yeah, if you want a website, I'll hook you up.
I was lying back on this sofa and I gave Hannah a terrible shock the other night in those jeans.
Yeah, I've been known to do the same. I think larger gentlemen's jeans tend to rip in a similar spot.
Not wanting to break away from this enthralling discussion.
Did you want to talk about the TV show or something, Lewis? I was quite happy to talk about ripping jeans. So, Christian.
And bollocks.
On April 17th, I believe, HBO are bringing out their new television show. It's an absolute fortune has been spent on it. 10 episodes, mini-series of George R.R. Martin's fantasy work, A Game of Thrones. And you are in it. You're a fan of us as well, so that's partly why you're here, because, you know, we have actually got permission. Have we got permission by HBO to do this interview? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Do they know about this?
Are we going to get into trouble?
No, it's fine. Go for it.
Okay.
As long as you don't ask me to say Hodor.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
Are we not allowed to do that?
I imagine...
That's a bit offensive. You've already asked him how tall he is, what his shoe size is, if he's got any holes in his trousers. Come on, Simon.
That's true. Well, it's important to get these things. People have to get, like, an idea of the man who's going to be playing this giant role.
So what's the mental picture so far? Is it, like, 7 foot tall with two canoes on my feet with my balls hanging out my trousers?
Pretty much. It's like Brian Blessed in platform shoes. That's kind of what I'm picturing.
Oh, my goodness. Terrifying image.
That's quite horrific. Yeah.
So, I mean, these books, a lot of people won't have even heard of these books, but I am a huge, huge fan, having read them all and loved them, and Simon as well. You know, you can't have really not read the series if you're a fan of fantasy.
Then,
and it's long overdue that they were made, really, because they are great, great books.
Yeah, well, I think it was, people always thought they would be made into films and stuff, but because of the amount of characters and the detailed plot, I think they really needed to be taken on as a series.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There's so much complex stuff going on, isn't there? And intrigue and clever twisting.
I'm surprised that it's only 10 episodes, to be honest. There's a lot to
I have to make a bold statement here. I haven't read the book.
Oh my gosh. Get out.
Yeah, I actually sat on a panel with George R.R. Martin himself, and he asked me, "So, Christian, have you read the book?"
And, why would he ask you? That put you in a really awkward position.
It did, but I was honest. And I said,
Chuck and Sean Bean's read them. He hasn't got time to read books. He's too busy making O2 adverts and stuff. I mean,
well, then again, you never know. Well, his character is huge, so it may be more beneficial for him to, like, know a bit more about the character. Whereas I think Hodor is more of a sort of point me in the right direction and push me.
Sean Bean, I'm absolutely huge fan of, because, you know, when I was a kid, I was watching, you know, him doing Sharp, and I've just always been a big fan.
Yeah, have you got Sean Bean's phone number? Then maybe we can interview him.
Well,
I wonder if he rips holes in his trousers.
Roll eyes here. Trying to, like, move this in an intelligent direction.
You're trying to be serious. Mm. You're trying to take this as a serious interview, aren't
Well,
you?
I'm a huge fan. That, like, most... Have you watched the teaser trailer, Christian? That's like the first 14 minutes or something that's come out on YouTube.
Yeah, I was really impressed by it. Obviously, you know, I sort of saw the details going into it, and I know how much money's been spent, and it's insane the lengths they will go to get every single second right. I knew it was going to be impressive, but yeah, I was really pleased with what I saw so far.
Yeah, I was absolutely, like, captivated by it. It's really reassured me a little bit, I guess, in terms of, like, how it's going to turn out, because I was a little bit worried that, you know, sometimes adaptations are a bit kind of funny, but it looks really, really good so far. So I can't wait.
Yeah, well, it's really the kids for me so far. The kids are amazing.
Mm. Because Hodor spends most of the time underneath Bran, the crippled child. He just rides around on him.
That sounds... Yeah, I'm sort of his mount.
The mounts, yeah. That's exactly... Oh, dear.
Yeah, and you also are very sort of... You're a guardian, really, as well, aren't you?
Yeah, not well, without being a spoiler, not really so much in the first book. But yeah, as the books go on, yeah, I become more of his guardian.
So when you were actually out filming it, where is it filmed? I heard some of it was filmed in Wales,
No.
Out in the sort of the hills. Is that bollocks? Okay.
maybe some for the, what do you call it, the pilot, which has all been refilmed. Maybe some of that was filmed in Wales, but the pilot's all been reshot. It's all based around basically Northern Ireland, various places around here, and in Malta as well.
In Malta? My gosh. Is that the deserty parts of... On the other continent?
The Dothraki stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I
That's
forgot
the kind
about
of,
well,
most
of
it. I mean, that doesn't really get going until... Well, it doesn't get going at all, does it? It's kind of just some stuff happens out there, but it's completely isolated from everything else until future books.
Yeah, well, you can totally see how it wouldn't work as a film. You know what I mean?
There's too many things that aren't tied off.
Like you have all these strands.
Yeah.
So yeah, they used and down in the docks here in Belfast, there's a huge warehouse which they used to paint the ships. This is where Titanic was built. It's sort of converted into a huge sound stage. I think it's the biggest in Europe, if not the world. So it's all that's where all the interior scenes were filmed.
I'm interested to see what the Eyrie place looks like. The castle that's on top of the massive mountain. It's got the cell that they throw the dwarf fella in that just like opens up into the sky.
Of course, people listening to this
so impressive.
Don't really know, you know, too much about the story or the or things. So the things that Simon's referring to are suddenly a dwarf out of nowhere. Of course.
Well, yeah, obviously I focus on the dwarf, just naturally.
Well, he's one of the most sort of appealing characters, isn't he, in it, really? Because...
He's a much bigger role than Hodor. Why didn't you apply to take the position of the dwarf of Tyrion, Christian? Audition.
Well, it would have involved some horrible mutilation.
Oh,
it's
God.
Discrimination if they didn't, like, at least watch you.
No, I didn't think I was right for the role.
That's fair enough.
No, Peter, he's being played by Peter Dinklage. He's a great actor and he's a really cool guy.
Really good actor.
It was actually one of my first scenes with him. Yeah, he's superb. He's perfect for Tyrion.
Yeah, I love Tyrion. He's fantastic.
I kind of think of him as, like, the main character of it. It's like so much of it just surrounds him.
He is involved a lot.
I mean, because he travels around this, you know, this fantasy world so much, and there's always action surrounding him.
Well, yeah, he's also kind of an underdog, isn't he? And people always love that as a character.
Like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a member of this sort of the prestigious Lannister family, but he's kind of a bit, although he's like of noble blood, he's kind of a bit under-treated, isn't he, by... other members
of
the family.
Yeah, they're all kind of blonde and beautiful.
They don't really give him...
An inbred. Spoiler.
You can't say that.
What about the dogs? Because obviously they're involved in the first film, aren't they? Or are they just pups in the first film?
Well, yeah, they are pups, but they're still pretty big. They're dire wolves, so I think they're supposed to be like the size of a cow by the time they grow up.
Oh my God. I want one of those.
Yeah, so they're proper dogs. They're stunning. I'm not sure exactly what breed of dogs they use, but I would imagine there was Timberwolf, I would say, maybe, with a husky sort of Alsatian cross. Aww. They're all slightly different, but, oh, God, they were beautiful.
Seen World of Warcraft, my hunter, Honeybeard, has a little pet wolf called Wolfenstein, which he and recently she adores, because he had a sex change. So that's why a female dwarf is called Honeybeard.
Just filling him in
I
there.
I thought I'd tie it into gaming somehow, just vaguely.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, of course, because you're a big gamer and you're really into World of Warcraft as well, aren't you? You're still playing? We've kind of had a bit of a break.
You know, I'm a bit of a serial leveler. I get my characters to, like, high level and then I get fed up and start another character and then that sort of thing. I'm not really sure about Cataclysm yet. I'm not sure if I'm loving it. I think some of the
it's good.
Well, yeah, some of the stuff that's done
good.
Is amazing.
Blizzard are very good at games.
Graphically, quest lines, what's it done with the characters. Yeah, but I don't know.
I think I'm looking forward to the next kind of expansion right now.
Are you not playing at all, really at all at the minute? Or?
Too busy doing other things, talking to people like you. You're the first famous person we've ever spoken to.
Well, I'm not famous.
On the podcast. Or ever.
Well, not yet.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you're famous. You're famous enough.
Well,
famous enough. Yeah, we generally don't do interviews, do we? We've been on other people's podcasts, and they've
not with real people.
But not with real people. Who have we...
Yeah, you sort of make them up.
What are you saying?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, God, yeah. Of course! Yeah, of course we've interviewed famous people before, Lewis. You fool? You know, we've interviewed Warwick Davis and the Queen, I think, one time. Brian Blessed. All these people.
What are we saying?
See, Gary Coleman.
Gary
Ghost.
Is this even actually the real Christian Nen, or is it just me doing a silly voice?
I don't know.
Silly voice?
It's a bit too realistic.
The Irish person with cold.
Yeah. Anyway, so what happened the other day? We were walking back. It's the first sunny day here in Britain. We were walking back from Wetherspoons, having just had a pint of beer inside Wetherspoons, because the beer garden was absolutely packed. And what were we doing? I think we were talking.
I wanted fish and chips, didn't
you?
I
ordered fish
and chips. I wanted to eat fish and chips.
That's right. And it comes with a free cup of tea, right?
Yeah.
And so Simon said...
Lovely sunny day.
You know.
Isn't it? Lovely sunny day. I don't want a cup of tea on a sunny day. That's ridiculous. You know? I want like a beer or something, because it's not tea weather.
Yeah.
And this is where it all led on, didn't it?
So Simon did an impression of Sean Bean saying the catchphrase of Game of Thrones.
Tea weather. Tea weather is coming. So that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Tea weather is coming.
Instead of winter is coming. That's such a good accent, isn't it? I love his accent.
Pullover season is coming.
That's quite good.
Is there any other lines from Game of Thrones we could get you to say?
Me? Not Christian. Not the guy who was in it. No.
You.
But me. Naturally. I could do Hodor, I guess. But
you don't know how
he
sounds, though, in the actual...
Okay, I know exactly how he sounds, Lewis. Right? He's a giant of a man, okay? I actually think he might be a Pokemon, because... He doesn't speak except to say his own name, so I think he might be a Pokemon. And I think he would sound a little bit like this.
Hodor!
Because, of course,
Hodor.
For the last 2 weeks you have been playing Pokemon White. Is it on your
I've
DS?
I've been playing White, yeah. I haven't been playing it too much. Hannah's been playing it more than I have.
Didn't you come up with the idea? I asked you what kind of Pokemon you'd create if you had the chance.
Oh, God, what did I say? Oh, God, I remember you. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Jaffa Bong, wasn't
right.
it? It was a bong, but with a Jaffa cake as a head.
And it would sort of had, like, goggly eyes on it, and, you know, its mouth would open.
Jaffa Bong! Jaffa Bong! That's what it would say.
That's what it would
say.
Speak like
that.
God.
What's its special power?
I think it would have to be like a psychic Pokemon or something. It'd have to have like Confuse or something.
Oh.
Do psychic ones have Confuse?
Wouldn't it have like Jam Spray or something like that? Or
Jam Spray? What? That's like eating a donut messily or something.
Jam Roll, maybe.
Orange Slick.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. What would it evolve into, or would that be the final form of the evolution?
I don't know. Maybe it'd start off as Jaffa Spliff, and then it would be... Are we allowed to talk about drugs like this? We've got a lot of young listeners. We don't want Christians to be associated with this.
We'll move on.
Grief.
Oh, my gosh. I think I walked in on you playing Pokemon the other day, and you showed me your... You renamed a couple of them, haven't you?
You're obsessed with Pokemon.
thought I'd get this out of the way while the conversation's on the topic.
Okay. Yeah, I started.
Do you know
off
I've
with
never
the...
played Pokemon.
Oh my God! You've not read Game of Thrones. You haven't played Pokemon?
What do you do with your time?
I make shoes for myself.
He acts in HBO series.
Worked as Santa.
Yeah. It's quite a big. Oh my god. See, I've got a pig. Pigu. I called it because Pigu is Japanese for pig.
Yeah, spelt with two G's.
I think that's the original name.
I noticed.
Yeah, Pigu. Some people say that isn't the actual Japanese word for pig, but they're wrong. They're just wrong.
They're just wrong, yeah.
Anyway, so... Is there anything that we want to ask, Christian?
About Game of Thrones?
I need to think. Yeah.
I'm excited. I just want to watch it. I just want to watch the show.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Oh.
Apart from episode 4.
Is that the one you're in?
Oh, no. It's just a scene I don't particularly want to watch.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Involving a...
Ooh. Don't tell us, but...
Well, if you've read the book, it's nothing new. It's not going to be news for you.
Okay. Go on, then. I'm excited. What is it?
Well,
if you don't want to listen... No, we better not. We better not spoil anything for anyone.
Why are you doing this?
Don't want to spoil...
He was just about to say... I was hanging on every word. I was desperate to know anything about this. And he just fucking interrupted him right as he was going to say. He could have just cut it out of the podcast. He just should have let him speak.
All right, go on then.
Okay, we won't use this. What happens in episode 4?
Well, that's where I come out of a fucking bush with my dick out.
Oh my god, of course. In like the sacred forest bit. For the old gods.
Yeah, in front of a child.
Oh my god.
It was a fucking bizarre day.
So, were any prosthetics used? I don't really know what.
I can't really say.
Is it all you?
Mostly.
Oh my goodness. Basically, when episode 4 airs, are you going to get like every female friend on Facebook messaging you instantly?
What?
Is that how it's going to work?
Okay, let's move on from that. Good. So, anything else we have to talk about? It's very cold, isn't it? Because winter's coming, obviously. It's all very dark.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, dear.
Winter's coming. Winter's coming. Aye. For England, James.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's difficult to say stuff because I don't want to put too many spoilers in.
No, you got to be a bit careful, haven't you?
So, yeah, I started playing Minecraft after watching your videos. I'm absolutely terrible at it.
What? Even after watching our videos, our helpful how-to guides, you're saying they've not been any good? What? You're saying our videos are terrible? Well, what, Christian? How could you do this to me, man?
Well, I literally have a similar setup to you two, which I've observed. I have a friend to play with, and he sort of learns about the game and does all this cool stuff, and I sort of fall off things, die, and blow things up.
So you're like me, and your friend is like Lewis.
Pretty much.
Right, I see.
I can't be bothered. I just like to destroy everything.
Oh dear, keep the TNT away.
And sort of push him off the edge of high places.
Well, it's hard to resist that, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it's a great game, though. I think it's going to be massive.
I'm looking for some, trying to find Sean Bean quotes.
For God's sake!
So you can do like,
winter's coming, soon be cardigan weather. It's a strange fate that we should suffer so much fear and doubt over so small a thing, such a little thing.
What's that from?
can you
guess, Christian?
Oh, it's from Lord of the Rings.
Of course it is.
Oh, of course it is. He's Boromir. Is he Boromir?
Have I redeemed myself, Emily?
Is he a Pokemon as well?
Boromir! Boromir snatches the ring. It's super effective!
Oh, gosh.
God's sake.
Here you go. I've pasted you some James Bond quotes from Alec Trevelyan.
I can't remember like how he says
these.
These are good.
Good luck with the floor, James. I've set the timers for 6 minutes. The same 6 minutes you gave me. It's the least I could do for a friend.
It's not really sounding... Does that still sound like
it? Sounds amazing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Half of everything is luck, James. James.
I'm starting to go a bit like... Warwick Davis.
Half of everything is luck, James.
Warwick Davis stars as a James Bond villain.
Of course you'd say that. James Bond, Her Majesty's loyal terrier, defender of the so-called faith.
Aw, oh, amazing.
Actually, do you know what? I think fairly useless, because on Facebook today, HBO have been running a competition for your favourite Ned Stark quote. I don't know why it hasn't occurred for me to have a look yet.
Oh, God, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
See, that would have been perfect. Oh, my God, let's find this. Oh, yeah, okay. 456 comments. Oh, my God.
Actually, there's a pretty good quote as the tag. When the snows fall and the white winds blow, etc.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
When the snows fall and the white winds blow, the lone wolf dies, but the pack survives.
Oh, man. That is amazing.
Oh,
well,
that's epic. Goosebumps.
The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword.
Oh, okay, this is a good one here. Do Bran. So Bran says that, and then Ned says this back.
Can a man still be brave if he's afraid?
That's the only time a man can be brave.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Bran sounds like Harry Potter.
Daddy! Daddy! Can a man still be brave if he's afraid?
Fuck off!
That's J.K. Rowling telling him to...
Am I just doing... Has this just turned into Simon... Sean Bean? What's going on?
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of your Sean Bean voice. It just does something for me. Okay, that's all.
And here we are, we're joined by Sean Bean. He's joined the Yog Pod. He's replaced Christian. We've got someone more famous, someone who's sexier. He was in a James Bond movie and everything. You were never in a James Bond movie, were you, Christian?
No.
No. No.
Useless.
Winter is coming. And so am I. Ugh.
Oh, God.
No! No, Sean Bean, why? Sean Bean, why?
That is revolting. So, Sean, thank you for joining us on the Yog Pod. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, have you read the book, Game of Thrones?
I'm so sorry, Christian.
Yeah. I've been usurped by an unreal gear.
I've read it 14 times. That's 14 times more than Christian has.
Oh, what did you think? Have you met George the Beardy Man yourself?
Yeah, he were a nice... He was a... Winter is coming.
That you deflected that question well.
It's like Hodor. He just says the one thing.
Thank you for joining us on the show, Sean. That was a real... It was very kind of you.
It's no problem. It's great to be here. I'm Sean Exclamation Mark Yogdor.
Oh, gosh.
Winter is coming. Sean Bean, away!
And then he skis off on like a snowboard.
He's off. He's gone, Lewis. Sean Bean has left us. Oh dear. Oh. So, what else have we got? Have we got anything else that we want to ask Christian? Now we've got the opportunity to talk to him.
Did we write anything down? Maybe we should find out if the Yognauts want us to ask.
Do you plan
anything
to be in any other
post
HBO
on the Facebook
series?
I'll make a quick post
on
Facebook.
Have you got an agent now? An acting agent?
Yeah, I do. I don't really know what's next. On IMDb, I see that I've got a role in a forthcoming film, but to be honest, it's the first I've heard of it.
Oh dear, it's the rumour mill at work.
Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens, really.
I hear there's rumours that you're going out with Cheryl Cole these days as well. You were spotted coming out of the Ivy with her.
I was doing security for her.
You came out of the Ivy completely naked with your massive dicks hanging around.
Your club. Oh god.
Hodor! No, Hodor, put it away.
I think it's the kind of type she goes for, though.
Oh, don't say that. You can't say that about Ashley Cole. Oh my god.
Whatever.
Oh dear. He's actually a Yugnaut, Ashley Cole. He listens to everything we do, plays Minecraft.
Okay.
He's probably better at Minecraft than he is at football. So have you found anything? Have you posted that we're interviewing Christian? Oh, God.
Yeah, we've had 20 comments so far, and none of them have been useful.
Of course not.
Have you got any pancake mix? Why is there pie on my house? What colour are your underpants? What's your favourite kind of soup?
He's not even making this up. These are actually...
Do you want to answer any of those?
Will you slap my anus?
Sure.
Why is my hair on fire?
That is not a good one.
This is terrible, isn't it? This is just so bad.
Do you have the balls?
I'd like to think so. You're going to eventually see.
You're going to see everything.
Seen everything. I've seen
We're going to see. So, I mean, you live in Northern Ireland, right?
Is that
right?
Yeah, Belfast.
What's it like in Northern Ireland? Smallest of the British protectorates.
I really like it here.
Lewis, I know. I just.
Are you gonna say a fucking
I just it? Know that Lewis has opened Wikipedia and he's got the page for Northern Ireland open.
Are you planning on spending some time over here? Because there's some really nice tourist attractions.
Are there?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, it's a dump.
Well, there's a giant. No, it's a pretty cool place. We've got the Giant's Causeway.
Of course, to you, it's just a causeway.
It is. Yeah.
Serious question. What is it like working on the show, comma, CGI, comma, scripts, comma, co-actors?
Okay. Well, I haven't had too many scenes with CGI. Most of my props have been real so far. The actors are great. It's a huge cast. Not everyone's met each other, and people are flown in at different times, but everyone's really friendly. What was the other thing separated by a comma?
Scripts.
Hang on. Hoda's script. It just says Hoda on it. I see it.
That's true.
Walk out of bush naked, say Hoda, look confused.
You can try so many different variations on confused.
Oh dear.
Oh my gosh.
What are we going to say to this?
So no, seriously, I mean, I'm interested in like how the whole thing works, and like how do you go out to a day like this? What time do you start? Do you get lunch and breakfast? Do you sit on like a little, is there a bus serves lunches and stuff, and do you get to talk to the actors?
Is there a bus? Is there a bus?
Well, yeah, they have like these open buses, like kebab vans, don't they? Yeah.
Oh, well, the typical day is you get a call 5 o'clock in the morning. It's bloody horrific. Cast members get picked up in separate cars or sort of Range Rovers, sort of pretty nice cars. You get taken to the location, straight into, you get a trailer, straight into makeup. Someone will bring you a bacon sandwich. And you're basically, that part is amazing.
Oh gosh, what time does the bacon sandwich arrive? Is that like, is the sun
No,
up
you yet? Can basically have a sandwich whenever you want. That's probably one of the best things about it.
Oh, right.
I'm thinking of getting into this acting business, Lewis. What else do we... I think my brain's died a bit now.
Yeah, let's do a little ending bit as well.
Thank you, Christian, then, for joining us on the Yogpod.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Yes, thank you very much. It's
been a pleasure to have you.
You've been a delight.
So to speak, not in that way.
A light.
Thank you very
in
much.
This dark season of winter.
Winter is coming.
You have been listening to the Yog Pod, and our executive producers, the people who have donated to keep us going, to pay for our hosting and our new website and everything, all that gubbins, are the following people. We have Mark Krippner of Wisconsin, maybe, in the United States of America. It's WI, I don't know, maybe he's from the Women's Institute.
He's also built a lot of the stuff in that we use for the charity event.
He has.
He built the whole map that we use for the charity event. So thank you, Mark Krippner. Welcome to the Executive Producer Club.
Come in. Come into our Executive Producer Lounge. It's a roped-off area.
There is complimentary Bucks Fizz and canapes.
Ooh.
Little bits of prawn on a little wafer of wholemeal.
Come in. Stephen Law, this way. Come along,
Stephen Law
of Marco Island. Do you remember? He was one previously. He was previously an executive producer, and he is
okay.
Again.
Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You. Come in, Stephen. Help yourself to a volivant.
Are you like the man with the trumpet at the door, like announcing these people as they come in to the?
With a trumpet.
Yeah.
I don't remember the man with the trumpet.
Stephen Law, please enter the executive producer lounge.
Joseph Bertio, come on in. He bought me something for my birthday, and I can't remember what it was.
Thank you, Joseph Bertio.
But he definitely got me something.
Oh, goodness. If you haven't seen the
lounge,
little videos and photos of Simon's birthday,
in.
You need to check them out on his Facebook, I believe. But can people who aren't your friends
don't add me as a friend.
Look at them?
I've got too many. I'm friend-capped.
What? How do people look at
add
those
any
videos
people.
If they're not your friend, though?
I don't think they can. So...
Maybe you should upload them to, like, Simon Honeydew YouTube channel.
I've gone through my paperwork, Lewis. Joseph Bertio bought me the knight costume that I wore in the video.
Oh, the one that you wore in
yeah,
the video.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Thank you, Joseph.
Joseph, you're a legend.
You are a legend.
Thank you.
You made that video possible. Thank you, friend. Also, come on in. Sean Foyle into our executive lounge.
Burr, 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 burr.
Come along. Come in. Have a seat. Here I've got a comfy cushion for you to sit on. There. I'm trying to think what else do you give people in like a VIP lounge? Have a lap dance. I don't know.
Have a lap dance.
We got some dancing girls.
That's amazing.
Hang on.
We should have
Christina.
Like a bar and a pool table. Maybe an Xbox with a large screen.
Tracy. Come on, girls.
Where did you get these dancers
Tracy.
From? Essex.
Peppermint Rhino.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
Peppermint Rhino.
You should have spearmint.
I don't know what that.
Rhino. I think you're thinking of peppermint patty.
It's like the down market. It's like the down market. Peppermint Rhino. Oh, God. Also, welcome to the VIP lounge, executive producer Ali Dillon of Australia. Come on in. Very generously donated to us.
Is he wearing like an Australian hat with corks on it? Like a true Aussie?
It's a lady,
and apparently,
I believe she is.
Oh.
She's got little corks.
Oh, and some of those massive trendy glasses, probably sunglasses, since it's so
hot. Is that what they wear?
Hot in
alligator
Australia.
Shoes, that's what they wear. Or is it crocodiles?
Crocodile shoes. Crocodile boots, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Crocodile Dundee. It would be, yeah. Fair dues, come in.
She's a trendy lady.
I've thrown another prawn on the barbie. I can't really do Australian. I can't really do it.
No, you tried, though. You made an effort.
I tried.
I'm a big fan of, like, Crocodile
hard.
Dundee. I want to go to Australia. We should totally do that. I think if we do a Yog Con, it should be in Australia.
Oh, God, here we go.
That's the best...
You want to move to Australia,
yeah.
Don't you? That's your, like, dream.
It's never
going
to happen,
old.
Though. We're going to move to LA, probably, and be, like, big shot. You're going to be, like, a voiceover artist.
Yeah.
Like that guy with the golden voice who was
I'm
discovered.
Sure that
happened. Do you remember him? He faded into obscurity
yeah,
after about 2 days.
He was like an alcoholic drug addict. So that's probably why things didn't work out well for him.
Yeah.
So that's enough slander. There's one more person before we
We have to go. Michael Rayner, welcome to our VIP lounge. Executive producer, Michael Rayner, come on in. Help yourself to a golden throne.
Ooh.
P. Diddy's here, if you want to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
We've got him here.
He's chilling out over there by...
chilling out with his homies.
Katy Perry. That's where he is. He's over there.
Yeah, yeah. Katy Perry is over there.
Yep.
Or is it the girl out of Bones? It's hard to tell. They look very similar.
Very similar. So does Zooey Deschanel. She's around as well.
Exactly.
I like having multiple girls who look similar but aren't the same, so you can get confused.
Just in case one of them, you know...
What?
You have an accident with one of them.
In the pool. Yeah.
In the pool. Michael Barrymore style.
Okay, well, that's all for now. I think we've got some more EPs, but we'll make them EPs of the next episode, which we promise is going to be soon. We're going to go through some of your... fan mail.
Email. God. Oh, God.
There was a lot of awful
stuff
in there.
That's going to be interesting. That is going to be very interesting.
All right. Well, take care. Lots of love. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Mwah.
I've just noticed the Hodor comments.
God.
On the vent.
Hodor. Oh, dear. So you're not allowed to say that? You're not allowed to say Hodor.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't actually know, and I meant to contact them, but contacting the HBO is like throwing a fucking sausage up Oxford Street.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds lovely. Throwing a sausage up is that what they say in Northern Ireland? What the hell?
It's the first thing coming to my head, goodness. Man.